Welcome to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall, a discussion of blockchain technology, cryptocurrency, and why it matters to you.
Hey folks, welcome into the show. We're here live Wednesday night at 7 p.m. like we are every Wednesday here on 106.5. We got a really fun show today. We're going to mix things up a little bit. Of course, we'll talk about blockchain technology. Today we're going to talk about your health data and how the blockchain may impact that. But we're also going to dive deep into a little more of a holistic approach to approaching life. We've got Dr. William Terry here with us tonight. He's a urologist, but he's also an entrepreneur and has created a really interesting practice, allowing us to start attacking life in a holistic way that gives us the ability to start to take control of our mental health, our physical health, and how that impacts our lives and the work we're doing as well. So while it may seem a little off target, I think we'll bring it back around and everybody will see how this all dovetails in together. As always, we start with headlines. And today's headlines are not that unsimilar from last week's. Still in the news is FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried and exposing kind of the underlying issues that impacted that business. What's going to happen to the institutional investors who were involved? There's going to be congressional hearings now. It will be interesting to see how he's treated in that regard. What we've seen a lot of is instead of being treated as a fraudulent criminal, he's kind of been treated as a genius who just didn't know any better. And I don't think the facts are going to back that up. And that is going to continue to be a headline that we talk about each week and something that we need to follow because it is something that matters to the overall industry and especially consumer confidence, right? Consumer confidence is so important when you have an emerging industry. And right now, I'd say consumer confidence is pretty low, and I think that's probably deserved. So, if you're familiar with this show, we talk a lot about TIPIN projects. Dr. Terry, this is what we call token incentivized physical infrastructure networks, which is a long way of saying crypto projects that have actual use cases and physical networks that are going to change the way we do business, right? Yeah. And so that is something that's important to us. You're also going to see in the headlines that Bitcoin just keeps moving sideways. We haven't seen any positive upward or downward movement, and I think it's going to stay that way for a little while. As always, we don't encourage anyone to invest in any specific project. We leave that up to you on your own. We just try and tell you what's going on. But with that in mind, I want to go ahead and use the time that we have to kind of jump into the topic at hand tonight. Previously on the show, we've talked about health data and how the blockchain may impact health data. And Doctor, one of the kind of analogies I've given in the past is when I'm asked to fill out my medical history and they ask me, in your family, do you have heart disease? Do you have cancer? Do you have all? I don't know. I only know what my family has told me or what my parents may have told me. But one of the things that's going to happen with the blockchain is I'm going to be able to upload all my personal health data into my own private blockchain, and then I'll be able to choose what I want to share with my children or what I want to share with medical providers or even perhaps pharmaceutical companies that want to do research. So the beauty of Web3, and for our listeners, we've talked about this before, but Web 1, that was when we first had the internet, and it was read-only, right? We could consume information, but that was it. Web 2 was this idea of social networks where we could communicate back and forth with one another. And what we learned from Web 2 was that big tech, for lack of a better term, controlled our data, could sell our data. And basically, we gave that data away in exchange for getting these products for free. Right, we use social media for free. Yeah. In exchange, we understand they're using our data.
Yeah.
Web3 is going to be this idea where we control our own data. We can release it when we want. We can sell it how we want. We can monetize it if we choose to. But the benefits of the blockchain in Web3 are going to be the type of thing where, all right, my grandfather who was 99 just passed. We didn't get his health data in advance to put it on the blockchain. But what I can do is I can get the data from my mother, who's 72, and I can get my data, my wife's data. We can upload it in the blockchain. And now my children have at least two generations worth of health data that their medical providers or otherwise could have and could use instead of this idea of every time we go to a doctor's appointment, please fill out this form and tell me whether or not you do or do not have family pre-existing issues.
Sure. Yeah.
So this is going to be something that continues to develop. So when we're about to head to break, when we come back to break, let's talk about that, how that might would impact your practice specifically, and then we'll dive into Connexus Clinic, the work you're doing, and how that can greatly impact the lives of our listeners.
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be right back on Beyond the Blockchain.
Welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall.
Hey, folks. Welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain. I'm your host, Scott Tindall, here live with you on 106.5. If you have any questions, you can always text them into the text line, 251-343-0106. We've got some really interesting guests tonight that I think you may have some questions for. So if you have those questions, get them in, and Philip and I will bring them right to our guests. But, you know, we talked a little bit about medical data on the blockchain and what that's going to mean for the future. Dr. Terry, tell me a little bit about, like, if I was able to bring you a more concise and clear view of my medical history, would that help you in your practice and in helping solve whatever issues your patients may have?
Yeah, absolutely. Both in my urology world, for sure, but also in this new venture at the Connexus Clinic. In urology world, we deal with bladders, kidneys, prostates, urethras, anything in the number one plumbing system, as well as the reproductive tract, men and women, honestly. And so there's so much that could happen wrong in that system, from cancer to infection to kidney stones, even how you heal after trauma, past medical history, family history, social history, all these very traditional tenets of a quality workup. We've relied on narrative and patients knowing the best that they know about themselves, which is often painfully limited. If we had a framework to organize and interpret and present a more thorough, in-depth version of each of those areas, we could get much more personalized with our offerings and avoid a lot of the trial and error that we sometimes go through, especially in the cancer realm.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, avoiding unnecessary tests is just as important as ordering and scheduling the proper test, I would think.
Absolutely.
At least in a situation where time is of the essence.
Yeah.
If you're dealing with cancer, I mean, the sooner you can get to the source of the issue and not have to dance around for a few weeks figuring it out, it seems like that's valuable time that could be used for treatment.
Yeah.
Well, that's really fascinating. And I'm grateful you're on the show today. We've been friends for quite a while, but this is the first time we've actually got to interact in a professional setting. Let's talk a little bit about Connexus Clinic and kind of the inspiration behind it and what the clinic is providing for people right here in our community. So our show is listened to around the world. So if you're not here in Mobile, you can come to Mobile and be a part of the Connexus Clinic. But if you are here in Mobile, this is something that can impact you immediately. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, it's just such an honor to be here. And the Connexus Clinic is what we like to call a health span clinic. We're a clinic concerned with health, wellness, but we almost feel like the wellness clinic concept is a bit dated. We like to call it a health span clinic because right now we're living in an amazing information age full of new research, new techniques, new products, new technologies that truly allow people to overcome the limitations they may have previously placed on themselves based on age or family history or what they've been told about their genetics. The fact is that there's a flip side to the coin of genetics. Genetics is a bunch of code that you have received from your mother and your father. And the misconception out there is that you're a prisoner to your genetics. You know, if you've got the prostate cancer gene, well, you're just going to get it one day. There's nothing you can do about that. It's not true. And the flip side of that coin is called epigenetics. Epigenetics is what affect our behaviors, our patterns of living, the choices we make for ourselves, what effect those conscious decisions have on how our DNA is transcribed and translated into reality. And it's a lot more powerful than we even know right now. But we know for a fact now that it's a great tool that we need to try to learn more about and harness. So the Kinexus Clinic, to help people into their health span, which we all know what lifespan is, right? It's how long you live. Health span is how long you live well and how long you enjoy living and are functional and free of limitations. So we want to do two things primarily. We want to educate. We want to provide quality evidence-based guidance for people, how to make those good decisions for themselves in some key areas. And then we also want to provide tools and technology and supplementation when necessary to kind of jumpstart them along the way.
So if I'm hearing this right, and just to break it down for our listeners, genetically I may be predisposed to heart disease, but the more Big Macs I eat, the more I'm impacting the likelihood that I will have heart disease, right? So epigenetically, if I change my behavior and eat less Big Macs, I am less likely to have heart disease than if I just chalk it up and say, well, I don't know, grandpa died of a heart attack and so did everybody else, might as well pound these Big Macs.
Of course, and that's and we've understood that kind of connection for a long time. But
sometimes we take it for granted and we just chalk it up to, well, this is what happens in our family, right? I know a lot of men who say, well, all the men in my family die young, so I might as well enjoy it while I'm while I'm here. And what you're telling me is it doesn't have to be that way.
Exactly. And that's exactly the kind of mindset that we want to help people overcome. Someone in that mindset is placing a limitation on their quality and quantity of life, and they're giving up on a battle right then and there. And maybe that's something they've heard other men in their family say, and they're just kind of repeating that, echoing that. But the fact is, the way we, not only the way we eat, of course, the way we eat, the way we sleep, the way we exercise, the way we deal with and manage our stress.
Or lack thereof of those things.
Exactly. All those things come to bear, and even more. And in the way those categories interact and play off of each other, there's a synergy there that can be harnessed and optimized. And that's what we're learning about every day. And at Kinexus, it's been a breath of fresh air to set the clinic up, to learn, to structure the clinic the way we have. It is very different there than it is in a traditional doctor-patient relationship in the clinic somewhere else.
I think this is really fascinating because I think especially as men, we have this ego attached to ourselves and we have this idea of, I know what's right for me and by God, I'll do it or I won't. And you won't tell me whether or not I will or won't. I think a lot of educated people know the right decisions. Following through with those are a little harder. And I think what you're hitting at is our ability to follow through with that may be more connected to our sleep patterns and our stress patterns. And if we could solve some of those, now all of a sudden we can start making better decisions. We know the right decisions, but following through with those often is, I remember when I was in law school, and one of the main things that they kept stressing to people was this idea that attorneys have a extremely high likelihood to have substance abuse issues. And they start hammering that into you very, very early because they know that that stress and that work pattern often leads to those issues. When we're talking about the Kinexus Clinic, and we're just talking about like normal folks, and I want to stress this is not a men's clinic, right? This is both a men's and women's clinic. We just happen to be some men sitting around talking about it. So
that's right.
We end up focusing on this a little more.
Yeah.
But so give me an idea on from the Kinexus Clinic, like, who is the patient that is listening right now that goes, man, you know what? Now that I'm hearing that, maybe this is something that I need to look more into. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. If you're sitting out there listening and thinking, hey, I've given up on a health goal, or I've given myself over to a foregone conclusion in an, with an area of my health, be that prostate cancer because your granddad, your dad, and your uncle all had it. You're just saying you're going to get it, and you've already told your wife, hey, honey, enjoy me while you can because I'm going to be prostate cancer-fied, you know, by the time I'm 60. Or if you're someone, you know, who has, like you mentioned earlier, the family history of heart attacks, and you've just given up on that, and you said, hey, it's a foregone conclusion. If you're someone out there and you're starting to realize and feel that your energy level just ain't quite what it used to be, you're ready to go to bed at, you know, 6 p.m. now, where you used to be hard charging and driving into the evening and going on dates or reading books or doing whatever, if you've lost that pep in your step and you're not quite sure why, if you are of the athletic persuasion and you notice that you're not recovering as fast as you used to, everyone's times change and performance metrics change with a little bit of age.
A lot of times you just say, oh, it's because I'm getting old, but it doesn't have to be that way, right?
Age, one of my good buddies, Garrett Williamson of Personal Edge Fitness, he's just such a proponent of don't let age be an excuse for any decline in any function anywhere in your life.
Right.
And I love that philosophy. He really lives it out well. In my clinic in urology, I have people come in all the time saying, oh, you know, I leak a little bit of urine every now and then, but that's just me getting old, right? I'm like, no, not right. That's not okay.
Incontinence is not something that or 81. Is normal, yeah.
Right. So if you're someone with any of that, those types of mentalities or realizations, you know, come see us. And we want to just meet people kind of with their chief complaint, wherever they are. And like I kind of said earlier on a social media post this week, the good thing about improving your health is that it doesn't matter where you start. If you're on a slow downward cycle, it is a cycle, and you can stop that cycle at any point on that cycle, reverse it, and start moving upwards. And it may be a few steps forward, a few steps back along the way, but as you learn things, what's happened for my partner, Blake Martin, and I, as we've learned new things, new information, new ways to optimize our living, there's been a powerful energy of momentum that has been built, and one little victory leads to another. And it becomes social at some point too.
Right.
And so you talk about it with your friends and it's like, wow, things that I was really struggling to do consistently are now easy because it's part of our language. It's part of the way we're kind of, you know, where our interest
it's
is and
who
we're talking
to. Culture of health
to.
And wellness, right?
Yes. Yes.
Let's go back to pepping your step because I think that's something that a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you find is one of the primary drivers of this loss in our pep and our step?
Sure. The pep and the step for men, the first thought
is going to be some low T, huh?
Yeah, the first thought in a man's mind is going to be testosterone because that is such a buzzword and it's just out there and a lot of people are making millions of dollars telling guys about their T, right? But I'm here to say tonight confidently that it is not all about the T.
Okay.
It is not all about your T. Even if you have low T, fixing your T might not get you where you want.
If we don't solve some of our other holistic issues.
It could make you worse. Fixing your T could kill you if you fix it the wrong way with the wrong drug to the wrong level.
Right.
Right? There are side effects to testosterone therapy that we know are solid. If it gets too high, your blood count will get too thick and you will have a heart attack.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's not good.
But it didn't solve your problem.
It's not good at all. If it is, if it's not managed well, if you just get barely into that normal range and it's not really, I mean, there are side effects of low T, like decreased bone density, decreased muscle mass, other hormones that get out of whack with that. So it really needs to be optimized into the right range. And anyway, I could go on for a whole hour on T, but testosterone is very important piece of the puzzle. Other pieces of the puzzle are other hormones like estrogen. All right. Testosterone is actually converted to estrogen more so in people who are a little bit obese because the adipose tissue, the fat tissue, has an enzyme in it that will make testosterone turn into estrogen.
Right.
Cortisol is a very important hormone, prolactin, the thyroid hormone. It goes on and on. It's a lot more complicated than some people would have you think.
And cortisol is largely driven by stress, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So managing stress and managing that cortisol also helps us make good decisions.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Everything's connected. All right. So pep in the step. So T is one very important piece. It's going to help a lot. Other things to do for that, though, are much more holistic and much more natural. For instance, a lot of articles you'll read are, hey, just give yourself extra T if you have low T. No one's mentioning what the natural ways to increase your testosterone are.
Right.
The fact that once you start a man on a gel or a shot or a pill or a pellet for T, you're basically stuck on that the rest of your life. Hmm. It shuts down your natural production. You're stuck on it the rest of your life.
Kind of like insulin and for diabetics, right?
Yeah. Yeah, very similarly. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, there are sleep things. There are stress management things, you know, diet and exercise. And we can expound on that as you'd like me to.
Yeah. So I think when we come back from break, I'd really like to dive in more. And this is one of those topics where I really feel like we could go for hours.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm trying to be careful.
And unfortunately, we only have one.
Yeah.
But this is incredibly fascinating to me. I want to get more into the clinic itself.
Cool.
The services that are offered and how those are directly impacting the lives of your patients. Yep. And we'll talk about all that when we come back on Beyond the Blockchain.
Welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall.
Hey, folks, welcome back into the show. You're listening to Beyond the Blockchain. I'm your host, Scott Tindall. Today, we're mixing things up a little bit. We talked a little bit about health data on the blockchain earlier, but I know a lot of our listeners are people who deal with health issues like we all do, and they deal with stress, and they deal with sleepless nights, and they're worried about a holistic approach to maybe change some of that. And so we're really lucky to have the team in from Kinexus Clinic tonight. We got Dr. Terry, we've got Blake Martin, and we're here just talking about how folks can start to take control of this and approach it in a new way. And as we talked about earlier, taking it as a day-by-day approach and not thinking or expecting that you're going to fix everything all at once with one fell swoop, but approaching it in a way where you can start to make progress and start checking things off the box and moving forward with your health and really start to improve, you know, your health span. As we discussed, you know, for our listeners that missed first half, lifespan may be how long you live. Health span is, the Kinexus Clinic describes it as, how well you live. Mm. And how well you live is something that's greatly important. So we're going to dive right back into some of these conversations. And let's talk about the Kinexus Clinic and some of the therapies that are offered there for our listeners who want to start taking control of their health span. First of all, how do they find you? And second of all, what does the process look like? If I want to start taking control of my health span, you know, what do I need to do? Do I just walk in? Do I give you a call or, you know, send a carrier pigeon? You know, how do I do that?
That's awesome. So we are located in Mobile, Alabama on Dolphin Street, right at about at the Dolphin and Sage intersection, right past Sage Park at Premier Medical. We are in that little brick building complex there, and we're right across from Brownell Travel. I'll keep forgetting our address. Blake, you probably know the actual address. What is that?
2864 Dolphin Street, Suite A.
Perfect. Right there in that. I think a lot of people have been to Premier Medical.
Mm-hmm. Right next to Spire Gas.
That's right. They're familiar with this complex right here on Dolphin Street. So I want to get control of my health and my health span.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. What do I need to do? How do I get started with this?
Well, it helps to just ask the question to begin with, and you can do all the self-guided research that you want to on the web. I mean, there's so much information out there. It's overwhelming. But what you really need to do is come in and see us and talk to our staff about what the problems you're experiencing are, in what ways have you lost that pep, you know, or in which ways are you limiting yourself or feeling limited with your bodily functions in form and feel. We kind of talk about the three Fs, the form, the function, and the feel. We want to hear your story first and listen to you, because everyone needs a good starting point.
Right.
If you try to just do all the research you can on the web and just see this supplement and that treatment and that way to meditate or that way to work out, it's going to be a big, messy spaghetti pie, and you're not going to be able to make any progress. So we'll help you find the starting point. We'll help guide you to that, and it's different for most people. The other thing you really need to do, either before or directly after you get to us, is got to get a great primary care physician. We are not there to replace a doctor-patient relationship with between a patient and their primary care provider. We're not equipped to do that. We don't want to make people think that we're going to do that for them. We are much more of a, I guess, kind of a specialty, forward-thinking add-on to your regular primary care doctor. Now, we will cross paths with them a lot. We will have a lot of overlap there, and I hope that any PCP listening to this podcast will think, oh, that would be a great option or a great extra for my patients. We want to work hand-in-hand with them, and we have, you know, an EHR and all these formal communication capacities to do that, to send notes and to be very much with kind of one foot in that traditional practice setup realm, but with another foot out of it. And so when you come in and see us, we hear your story, we want to know what your goals are, and we will kind of take that and run it through the filter of all this guidance, education, and technology that we've amassed at the Kinexus Clinic. We have a document called our Best Life Protocol. It runs through four or five pillars of health that we've defined, and that is sleep quality and optimization. That is stress management. That is how you exercise, how you eat. That is basic general health things. And then since I am a urologist and we have a slant to the clinic, we have an option there in an area that we talk about, which is sexual health. And so we'll go through that and make sure you're aware of all that. And we'll say, okay, well, these are the things you need to change in your lifestyle and behavior. We're going to help you do it. We got a dietitian on board. We can draw a full set of labs. We can counsel. But if you want to make a little quick progress in some of those areas, we also have some pretty exciting technology that will make some quick progress and kind of get you feeling like, hey, I've won a victory here, and start building that momentum, that interest, and that motivation to take the next step and ask, hey, what's next? What can I do else?
Let's follow through with that a little bit. I want to get into the technology first.
Okay.
Second. But first, I think it's a hard conversation that people don't always want to have. Define what you mean by sexual health and how that relates to our listeners.
Yeah. And this goes back to the very first question you asked me, which I didn't answer very well. Why did you form the Kinexus Clinic in the first place? Well, I'm a urologist, classically trained. I do 50% clinic medicine evaluation in the office. I do 50% surgery. And I do it on the urinary and reproductive tract. And some of the most poignant moments I've shared with patients over my 10, 11 years now are the patients who have lost the ability to be sexually active in a way that they want to be. And then we've helped them regain that. And just the appreciation they've had for that and the amount of quality and vibrance back to their lives that they've regained, it's just immensely fulfilling, you know. So I have a real soft spot for men and women who have various issues that prohibit them from, you know, engaging their partners like they want to and kind of expressing that love in that physical way. And so, you know, sexual health for a man is having the drive and the motivation to be sexually active, to have an appropriate libido. That's different for everybody, but the definition of what's right for you is what you feel good about. If you're a man and you feel fulfilled and well and happy, you know, being sexually active once a month, good for you. That's good. If it's once a week for you or once a day, that's all a little different. And I'm not trying to define that concretely, but we meet people where they are in that. So the sex drive, and then clearly it's the ability to actually have an erection that is sufficient for intercourse, that, you know, gets there, that stays there, and that can finish the job. You know, different people have a lot of different patterns and things. You know, everyone's sexuality is unique, again, but we meet people there, hear what they want. The third area is actually a little bit less talked about. It's the ability to, like I said, finish the job. Some guys can have the erection and they have a hard time reaching the climax. Some guys have a hard time reaching climax too soon. That's the other end of the spectrum, and can be very debilitating for a guy to have that premature ejaculation situation. Some guys have an erection that is shaped incorrectly, that's painful for himself or his partner. And then, you know, there's also some infertility. You know, a large part of sex is procreation. And if that's not working, then we can help with that too, even though that's a little bit more specialized on the side. So that's what it is for a man. For a woman, women may have urinary incontinence that gets in their way and ruins their confidence in the bedroom. They may have postmenopausal hormonal issues that lead to painful intercourse. they may have serious libido issues or interest issues as well. And for both men and women, there's a wealth of other health problems like diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, heart conditions, other medicines that get in the way. So it's a very deep well here when we talk about sexual health, and we're uniquely equipped to just answer all those questions.
Yeah, I think this is a very good kind of synopsis of it without having to take us down through the American Medical Association's definitions of these issues. Yeah. But it is something that's hard for people to talk about, and it is something that I think is important.
It's very personal.
For people to think about and consider. And those issues, along with the holistic approach that you take, seem to me, at least, to be providing substantial resources for people in ways that aren't currently offered in our community. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of one of the things I appreciate about what you're doing and what you're doing with this new business. And I do like to, you know, differentiate that this is a business and a clinic that you two are taking on to improve people's livelihoods, mm-hmm. right? To improve their lifespan, their health span, mm-hmm. but also we are much more productive in our jobs when we're feeling good, when we're healthy. And I think too often we disassociate the two, and many times we actually sabotage ourselves, mm-hmm. and we sabotage our ability to do our jobs well by sabotaging our health and mental wellness.
Yeah.
And so I really appreciate the way that you're approaching this and tackling it in a new way. So we're going to go to break again here in a minute. When we come back, let's talk about specifically the treatments that are available at the Kinexus Clinic and what those do and how those are improving people's lives. I know, Blake, we've talked a little bit about some of this. I got the chance to come by the clinic and learn more. I would love for our listeners to learn more about that as well, because I was incredibly fascinated by things that I did not even know existed. Mm-hmm. And I think other people will be too. So when we come back on Beyond the Blockchain, we're going to talk more about taking control of your mental and physical health.
Welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Beyond the Blockchain. I'm your host, Scott Tindall, where we talk about blockchain technology and why that matters for your life. Today, we're mixing it up, and we're talking about your health span and why that matters for your life. Because at the end of the day, if you're not alive and you're not healthy, the blockchain technology doesn't matter that much.
Exactly. Right?
So well said. This is a good way to dovetail into this. So if you've missed part of the show, I want you to know you can go back and you'll be able to catch the podcast tomorrow. You'll also be able to go on to YouTube and catch the first part of the show. But what I want to do right now is I want to dive into the technology and the offerings at the Kinexus Clinic. We've talked about your health span. We've talked about why this matters. We've talked about men's health and sexual health and your mental health and your physical health. Now let's talk about specifically what the clinic offers and the results. Not that anyone's promising results, but let's talk about the technologies and the things that those technologies can hopefully provide.
Absolutely. So I'll kind of just dovetail off our men's health conversation a second ago and start with a technology we have called what we call Total Wave Therapy. Total Wave Therapy has been around for a while. The beginnings of Total Wave actually started in the kidney stone realm. Shockwave lithotripsy is something that I still do all the time to help bust kidney stones up in people. Well, a version of the technology kind of with the volume turned down, the energy turned down, can be applied to soft tissue in the body. And when you apply these very focused, very specific waves to soft tissue, in short, it helps increase blood flow to those tissues. We think also that it can activate a certain type of subcell called a stem cell, which are present all over the place, actually. And when you activate them, they can help healing processes speed up. They can sort of morph into whatever cell is needed at that area. right? So recruitment of stem cells, activation of stem cells, and enhancement of blood flow. These are good things, all right? Reduction of inflammation. And so when you apply that technology to a strained calf muscle or a torn Achilles tendon or plantar fasciitis in a runner, those injuries heal better. And there's all sorts of studies to prove that. That's been around for a while too. But somewhere along the way, someone got brave enough to apply this energy and technology to the male genitals. And some pretty impressive results were documented. And this is still pretty cutting edge. There are not any set protocols for it. And there's a ton of different companies making these types of machines. And that's why it's not actually FDA approved yet. Because the research, the standardization of the research just hasn't happened.
Sure.
But what we know for sure about the application of these waves, this focal wave energy particularly, is that it is not harmful to tissue. No one's even, I think, ever even gotten any bruising from it. It's not painful. You cannot overdose on it. But that people who have certain injuries and certain conditions, including erectile dysfunction, get a great deal of benefit from it. Not everybody. It's not a magic wand. But the results have been there in subset patient populations. Now, the flip side to this focused wave version of total wave is called radial wave, and it's a fundamentally different wave. This wave has been applied also to musculoskeletal complaints and things over the years very effectively. This is not the kind of wave that breaks kidney stones. It's, like I said, it's a different waveform, different shape. It's a little louder. It actually can be painful if you turn the energy up a little bit. Some doctors even have to numb an area before they treat with radio wave. And there are big businesses out making millions of dollars a year applying radio wave to men's health, to erectile dysfunction. A lot of people will say that it has helped them. It has just not been borne out in the literature. It's not been borne out in the science and the research. And so we don't apply radio wave to the penis. We apply focus wave because that's the empirical thing. That's, right. That's what's in the journals. Even though neither of them are FDA approved for erectile dysfunction, we believe that one's the right one and one's probably not.
Understood.
So that's an important distinction to make. But we've got both because they both have their place and they're both can be used safely. And we have, I think, the only machine in Mobile with the capabilities that we have. And we've seen absolutely amazing results with runners, lifters, athletes who have chronic nagging conditions. We often combine our wave therapy with a subclass of medicines called peptides. We can get into that later if we have time. But we've also seen men increase their kind of the baseline size of the penis and also baseline blood flow to the penis with, you know, about 6 to 12 total treatments of that. And that's really exciting. And especially as a urologist and with the connection to sexual health that I mentioned right. earlier, I love having this tool in my arsenal, among many other things, to offer patients and to try to, you know, help as part of their ED rehab program.
Well, I know we've mostly focused on men's health here on the show, but I want to point out that this is not a men's only clinic.
Correct.
Yeah. You also have, my understanding is you have a great offering for some women who may be suffering from incontinence. Maybe they've had a couple of children and, you know, maybe they pee themselves a little bit every time they go to the gym or pick up something healthy. Or can you talk a little bit about the technology that may be in place to help those women?
Absolutely. And before any of these technologies and in the midst of the application of any of these technologies, we're always going back to the holistic thing. So these are not like one-trick ponies. But to speak to your question, there's a device we have called the M-Cella chair, all right? EM for electromagnetic. Cella is the Latin word for chair, so the electromagnetic chair. It is a metal stool that you sit on, fully clothed. There's nothing invasive about this. You just sit on it with your pants on or your skirt on. It applies a very strong electromagnetic energy field to your pelvic floor muscles, right? This is a hammock of muscles that spans across the bottom of your pelvis. It's what your bladder sits on. It's what the vagina goes through and sits on, the uterus, all the female organs, the rectum, everything. If you've got a weak pelvic floor, everything's going to be out of place. And when the bladder's out of place, not a position, it's prone to leak. This is a side effect of childbearing. This is a side effect of surgery. Kegels exercises have been around forever. It's the conscious contraction of those muscles. You've got to really stay on your Kegels forever to make them work. It works, but it's just hard to keep up. There's surgery that's been applied to the problem of urinary leakage. That's very invasive. There are other injectable products and other medicines that have been applied, but this is such an exciting technology because there are no side effects to this. There's no risk to sitting on the chair other than the risk of getting a really nice, strong pelvic floor and having better sex and not leaking urine anymore.
It doesn't seem like much of a risk.
It's a good risk to take.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the FDA hadn't approved it yet either, even though pretty much all women in France and Germany and other European countries, after childbirth, they get 6 to 8 weeks on the Imcella chair.
Wow.
Yeah. There's tons of data out there. It's wonderful. And we're so happy and proud to have it. We're super excited about it. And we've, some of our happiest patients have had a course on the Imcella chair.
Yeah. I think that that's really fascinating to me. I really wish we had another couple of hours to dive into this.
Yeah.
Because we've really just scratched the surface tonight.
Not even 10%.
Of what Kinexus Clinic offers.
Yeah.
I want to encourage people to go out to the website. If they want to find the website, how do they find you?
Yep, it's at www.thekinexusclinic.com. And you can call us at 251-300-8724.
So if any of this stuff is remotely interesting to you, please go to the website. Please give these folks a call. Learn more about it. What I think you'll find is there's a holistic and practical approach that's also data-driven, that is science-driven, that these folks are not some, snake oil salesmen. This technology is being used around the world, and we're very fortunate to have this technology here in town. Gentlemen, I would love to continue this conversation another time. I wish we could dive into everything else we wanted to get into.
Yeah.
Let's call this part one.
Sounds great.
And then and we'll follow up with a part two and maybe a part three or four.
We'd be honored.
Because this is just really fascinating. I think it's really going to change a lot of people's lives as well. All right, folks, you've listened tonight to Beyond the Blockchain. When we come back next week, maybe we'll talk more about blockchain and crypto, or maybe we'll just settle up with part two on the Kinexus Clinic.